World's on fire. Our culture's disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
All right, let me jump out real quickly, coming right out of the gate here. Man, oh man, what a time to be alive. It's happening all around us, isn't it, huh? We went through Beware the Ides of March. We went through that. So, hey, listen, real quickly, special. You know, I don't ask for money. I mean, I don't. We got the annual coming up, and I want people to be able to come free, yada, 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 yada. So I'm trying to create a little bit of a financial stream. Get a hat. Listen, if you will donate $50, I'm going to send you a hat of your choice. Let me know which one you want. So, look, folks, with what we're doing here with our annual, we have a lot of expenses, and I'm trying to make it as so anybody who wants to can come. And if you out there, some of you, just help us out. Just go make an offering. And if you want a hat, tell me if you want a camo hat or whether you want a cross, whatever. Tell me what you want. Make a donation. Tell us what you want, or go online, whatever, and we'll send you a hat. Be glad to send you a hat. And I want to help some people come to the event who can't do it on their own. Does that make sense to you? Some of them just can't afford it, man. They just can't afford to come out here. They got to drive. They got to rent a car. They got to fly. They got to get a hotel. They can't afford it. So I would just ask some of you out there, if you just make a donation, just go, Spencer, throw that up on there. I'm throwing a curveball maybe to Spencer and these guys too. Coach, just go to Coach Dave Live. You can make a donation at Coach Dave Live, or you can order a hat. Now, look, the hat's going to be, it's going to come up as costing $25 or something like that. Spencer, I don't know how we do this. If they make a $50 donation, I'd love to send them a hat of their choice. I don't know how we, right there it is, folks. Right there it is. And, I don't know how to do this. I'll watch. If you make a $50 donation, I'll know you want a hat. Okay? Down at the bottom, I want a hat. Tell me what color hat you want, and we'll get a hat out to you. I just got a whole bunch of them printed for the event, and I'd like to get them out. I hate to ask for money. We all hate to ask for money, but money is what it is. The government gets to tax us and steal our money. We're trying to do something here to try to expand and help people. So get a hat, eat one of them, huh? Get one. Let me know. Spencer, where was that again? Did you put it in the chat? Because they're going to ask me, how do I do that again, Coach? How do I do that?
Yeah, Coach, well, it's CoachDaveLive.com/donate.
CoachDaveLive.com/donate. And then down at the bottom, they can say, send me a hat. What color hat? Is that right, Spence? Look, here's what I'll do. Whatever your donation, I'll send you a hat. I'd like to have $50. Just because I got to buy them. $50 would be good. But whatever you put in there, order a hat today so we can get our funding up a little bit. I hear from a lot of people. Money's tough, man. It's tight. I get it. We want people to be able to come. And I want to be able to say it doesn't cost you anything because somebody out there bought a hat or somebody out there made a donation. And it's only a week away, man. It's only a week away. And some of you living on spiritual welfare anyway out there. Don't help us out. Come on now. Okay, cool. Let me jump in. Man, big day going on. Scott Sharp, Gracie's dad. Pull that up there. Liberty Action Network, real Spencer. Well, this Scott Sharp, Liberty jury on medical, a lot going on. Scott Sharp today. In fact, they did jury selection, I think, yesterday. Isn't that right, Ray? Wasn't jury selection yesterday? They murdered his daughter. They murdered his daughter without his consent. And he's in court with him starting today. Scar versus Ascension Health ET. Folks, this will be a Scott Sharp. When Scott Sharp wins this, this will be a nation-altering event. Landmark trial and medical accountability to begin in Appleton, Wisconsin. We need to be in prayer for this. It would be good if we could get people there. I can't get up to Appleton, Wisconsin. I can't do it. Ray, do you have any insight on that? Anything that you can tell us about? It is, Ray, the trial of the century. Just real quickly, Ray, give us an overview here, Ray.
Well, basically, they planned 2 to 3 weeks for a trial run. That's what they did. And very restrictive. They don't want no clothing in the courtroom and no cell phones and everything. So it's going to be very restrictive. You're not going to be expressing any paraphernalia in that courtroom or they'll get kicked out. But starting at 8:30 this morning, jury was all picked yesterday. It's all set, ready to go. Opening statement starts 8:30 this morning. We'll be there for the afternoon session at 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock. Two sessions, one in the morning and one in the afternoons. Other than that, I don't know a whole lot until I get there this afternoon. I'll tell you a little bit more. Set in the chat, I put the link to where it's going to go live. Now, if you clicked on it right now, nothing will happen. It's sort of like coaches show. You got to wait until the action starts. Then they'll open up a stream.
That's folks, do you understand? Folks, do you understand the forces arrayed in support of the medical? You have any idea the forces in support of that, right? And Scott Shara and many others, their daughter was murdered without his consent. Murdered. There's no other. You call whatever you want to. They took him to the hospital. First, do no harm. If Scott wins this case, the floodgates will open. It could be, folks, the whole bringing down of that wicked pharmakia that we're all dealing with. You do know this, right? That pharmakia doesn't heal anybody. It manages symptoms. Would that be right, Dr. Paul? Pharmakia doesn't really cure anything. It just kind of manages symptoms.
Propagates the big bucks, but coach, that's what it does. Nobody wants a cure.
Nobody wants a cure, okay. Man. You want to manage it.
Yeah, amen. There's no profit in cure.
There's no profit in the cure. So that's a biggie going on today. And let me throw another biggie before we get into Lorianne. I see your hands up. I'm going to let you come in here and pray for us just a second, Lorianne. Also, HB, play the second one beside Grace. Pull that up there, Spencer. HB 262, here in the state of Ohio, arguments begin on House Bill 262. You can click on Liberty Action. There it comes. House Bill. Thanks, Mel, for doing all this. Thanks, Mel. Action Natural Family Month. It begins today. Ohio legislation introduced Natural Family Month. It begins today. So we need to be in prayer about that. I don't know if JR is out there. JR, anything to add on this? Mel, anything to add on this? Anybody, anything to add on this? This is also huge. Natural family is catching on for sure. So the hearing begins in the committee begins today. Now, here's what I think. I don't see any way we don't win this. I don't see. We got a super majority. Super majority. Mother's Day to Father's Day. Oh, the other side is grunting and groaning and growling. JP, you guys know JP. He took this on very good today. I'm not going to show you that video. It's really, really good. So these are some things that we need to be in prayer for. Now, hang on. There's a lot of other things we need to be in prayer for. I think of Mark Mattingly. Mark Mattingly, sick, still fighting. I'm not going to run down the litany of people who are fighting illnesses. Folks, listen to me. I was going to play it today. Spencer, I'm going to play it. Folks, do you believe God's in? Let me ask it another way. Do you believe God is more powerful than the devil? Do you believe in angels and demons? Do you believe that some of the attacks that people are having are demonic? Now, hang on. Some of the attacks that people are having are the consequences of living. Some of the consequences of eating the food that they're giving us, the chemicals they're spraying on us, the stuff they're putting in our food, the stuff they're putting in the water. Some are not extra. A lot of things, folks, eating the wrong things. We have done it to ourselves. But at the end of the day, Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. And we need to understand and believe and pray for one another that we might be healed. I was saying last night, Healing is the children's bread, the Bible says. Meaning what? It shouldn't be. You don't think anything about going to your mom and ask for a piece of bread, do you? Huh? Ephesians, healing's bread. Ain't no big deal. We need to look. You don't need to go to some faith healer and have somebody lay. You don't need to do all that stuff. So a lot of that stuff, Benny Hinn, those scammers, scammers. It's got to believe. Take captive every thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. We're having a battle here in our family with baby 11 coming, and baby 11 supposedly has something. I don't even care what the doctors say about it. Something not connected, something going on. That's a freaking lie. Whose report will you believe, right? We call that baby healed, perfect. Now, I'm going to tell you again. I see it all the time. People praising the devil. Oh, I just knew this was going to happen. Oh, will you stop it already? Out of the same mouth come blessing and cursing. The Bible says, shouldn't be that way, boys and girls. Shouldn't be that way. Speak life, not name it, claim it. Life and death, the Bible says, is in the power of the tongue. Every time you agree with the devil, he gets more power. That's why Jesus said, take captive every thought. Don't say it. What does God say about the situation? Fearfully, wonderfully made. I know what the devil says. Wait a minute. Oh, I know what the devil says through the doctors. I know what they say. And if you're not careful, you're going to find yourself agreeing with the devil because the doctors told you. Now, this isn't denying truth. Well, that's not denying it. We're just saying, that ain't true. That isn't true. And then people say, well, Coach Dave, why don't everybody get healed? I don't know. But I can promise you this. It ain't God's fault. My buddy Tom Gill taught me a long time ago, God controls everything, but he doesn't control everything. He doesn't micromanage everything. He's busy running a world. He's busy doing all that stuff. He's in control. He doesn't control everything. So ultimately, we know how we're supposed to be able to do it. Prayer, fasting, stronging, repeating the word, standing on truth. Faith and fear cannot abide in the same heart. Faith and fear cannot abide in the same heart. I'm going to tell you something. When a thought comes to you and it's a bad thought, a fearful thought, that ain't of the Lord. God's not giving you a spirit of fear. See, God gave you fear to protect you. Like you're up on a high bridge. You don't know whether you want to cross it or not. That's healthy fear. Thinking, oh, I don't know if I don't know. When you were a young kid, you want to jump off the high dive, climb up the steps, and get out there, walk out on the board, and then you want to turn around and come back down. That's a healthy fear. It's healthy. That's a protective fear. But so much of the fear that you deal with and I deal with, it's unnatural fear. It's unnatural. It's a spirit of fear that comes upon us. God's not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And see, your mind's not sound if it's orchestrated and controlled by fear. Your mind's not sound. It's not sound. Oh, yeah, I see that. I see the doctor's report, but what does God's report say? Now, look. Don't claim it. I find myself doing that all the time. Gout is really bad. I played golf last week, knocked it out. That's awesome. Stop claiming it. Don't call it my cancer, my gout, my aches and pains, my arthritis. Stop taking ownership of that stuff. Words matter. Words matter. All right, I'm going to shut up. I'm going to tell you. Some of you are damning yourself with your tongue. Whose report will you believe? His report says, I'm healed. So his report says, why are you reading that other one? Why are you believing that other report? You go to the doctor and they give you this list of things wrong. Why do you believe that stuff? Those are all symptoms. That's all it is. God's going to touch me and heal me. I'm going to quit eating that wrong. I'm going to quit eating that stupid food and go start eating the right food. Go start exercising, getting myself self in shape. A lot of this stuff is just self-inflicted. Eat the wrong foods, don't exercise, don't take care of myself. And then want to blame God when I get sick. Pray for a blessing when I get sick. Life and death, power of the tongue. So I know Lorraine wants to pray for that. Go ahead, Lorraine. Hang on. And she's praying. I want you, right where you are, to call out what you're believing for. You understand what I'm saying? As she's praying and you're listening, you call out what you're believing for. Lord, I'm piggybacking on this. Lord, I'm praying for my son's salvation. Lord, I'm praying for a better job. Lord, I'm praying whatever it would be. I want to lock my faith with all the people that are in here today. And Lord, we believe that you're going to move on our behalf. So you can mute yourself and you pray along with Laura as she prays. And you call out to the Lord for those things. Go ahead, Lauren.
Is your grandchild's have they named your grandchild yet, the 11th one?
I don't know that. What they're saying is going on is somehow the umbilical cord isn't really kind of located in the right place.
It's a boy or a girl?
It's a she. It's a she. Yeah.
It's a little girl?
Yeah, it's a little girl. She's okay. Fearfully and wonderful. She's fearfully and wonderful.
Yeah.
No. Right? So look. But you go to the doctor and the doctor says, oh, she's not fearfully and wonderfully made. And so, then you believe it. You believe it. I don't believe it.
You know, so, all right. I just wanted to do that. All right. So, Lord God, we're going to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, but not just that. Abba, we're crying out to you together. We are walking into the courts of heaven this day, this time, this hour, on behalf of your children, your sons, and your daughters that have been fearfully and wonderfully made, because you did that. Your greatest workmanship has been in us. Your heart beats for us. You are a dad first, parent. You promised as a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you. As a mother hen protects her chicks from all the storms and the fire, you do the same thing with us, even though we don't know that you're doing that. Because we're focused on the storm instead of focused on the peace that surpasses all knowledge and understanding, that guards our hearts and minds. That's all that's in you, Jesus. Lord God, the weight that everyone in this group and everybody who's listening, you know the weight that they're carrying. You said our burden is light because you're the one helping us carry it. You said to take up our cross. Lord Jesus, you bear the weight of that cross. When we take up the cross, it is to lift our hands and praise you in the courts of heaven with the angels as they sing, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come, who was and is to come. Was last second, is this second, and you're in the future, and no weapon formed against us is going to prosper. And as this papa stands in Appleton as the apple of your eye, Wisconsin, no weapon formed against this court case is going to prosper. Every witch, every warlock, every coven that's in Wisconsin, around the world, that thinks that they can attack, astro project, do whatever they think they can with their magical little words, being deceived by Satan himself. Lord God, cut those silver cords right now in the name of Jesus Christ, and every weapon that's been formed against them, let it come back to them, and you deal with how that happens on our behalf. Because the weight of this trial, Lord God, sets the precedent so they cannot. And I say it again, they cannot have our children. They cannot have assisted suicide, saying that because you're mentally unstable, you can't. Themselves. God. Defend all the graces. Defend, Lord God, God's son who took his life because he believed the lies of the enemy that his life, that ending his life would stop the pain. He needed to get rid of the pain because it was so intense and saw no other way out. Lord, surpass the lie. This case that's happening in Wisconsin is so much bigger than any of us can see. But you, Lord God, and Jesus the advocate, who promises to intercede, by your stripes we are healed, is going to heal a lot of families. And that he will have walked away from this trial and in this trial, and he can testify of all the miracles of knowing that you were with him in the when the battle's in the middle of the night, exposed during the daylight. But Lord God, this little precious little baby that's being formed in your womb, who you say is perfect and made for and created for your glory. These doctors and these evil witch doctors, Lord God, of this country, Lord, are trying to take this child's life. They are not the giver of life. They are not the ender of life. They don't give the first breath. They don't give the last breath. All they are is a bunch of coded. And every single person just brings a different variables, Lord God. And this child is not a lab experiment. This child belongs to you. Is already so loved and so valued. And you have a mission for this little girl that's going to grow into be and testify of the woman that you, Lord God, are making this little precious little one to be. She may be small, but she is mighty. Lord God, you know how much we need you. This time for prayer, Lord God, has been written down in the courtrooms of heaven. Angels are testifying, being sent out on behalf. How can we not praise you? How could we not give you the glory? And Satan and you and your fear can never, never override the love of God, of Jesus Christ, who went to the cross instead of us, because we have sinned against you and only you have we done this evil in your sight. But Lord God, your mercy, Lord God, have mercy on us. Son of God, we are sinners, but our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom comes every second of every day in earth as it is in heaven, because your kingdom is alive inside of us because we have the Holy Spirit power, and he is significant and he is the comforter, and we need him and we need the anointing and the appointing to go forward to do what we need to do. And right now at this very second, what we needed to do was praise you. Just praise you, because you tell us all the time that we can come to you because you have open arms and you are faithful and you are just. And this is a hard fought, hallelujah, to you only, almighty God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you.
Amen. 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 Spencer, bring up that song I just sent you. I just emailed it to you, brother.
We've been deceived by the devil too long. We're gonna tear that devil's kingdom down. What he said was his. Church, it's been ours all along. Tonight, we're gonna tear that devil's kingdom down. We're going up to the high places.
Let's go up. Going up to the high place.
We're going up.
Going up to the high place.
We're going up.
Going up
to the high place.
We're going
to tear the
devil's kingdom down.
Listen, we've got to be strong. We've got to be bold. The church today is engaged in a spiritual warfare. And the battle goes on between the kingdom of darkness and the army of God. And there is no demilitarized zone. You're either on the devil's side or you're on the Lord's side. Now we know that the Lord Jesus Christ has won the ultimate victory at Calvary. We know that, don't we? But our mission is to enforce and maintain all that Jesus purchased for us at Calvary. There's a lot of things that the devil has stolen away from the church. Health, prosperity, peace in our homes and our communities, righteousness in our government. These are things the devil has stolen. But as the army of God, we're taking them back. Amen. Are you with me? Are you with me tonight? Are you with me right now? Well, let's go up to the high place and tear that devil down.
Please do the second sentence. Okay, folks, look, I've been prompted by the Holy Spirit about four different times here. Keep your microphone muted. But as these next couple minutes play, keep your microphone muted. Call out whatever the Holy Spirit brings to your remembrance. Some of you are praying for children. Some of you are praying for finances. Some of you are praying for healing. As this background music plays, verbally cry out for whatever it is the Lord has put on your heart. There's an anointing here right now. So I sound like some television preacher. I know I do, but truth is the truth. Whose report will you believe? So just keep your mouth shut and listen to the Holy Spirit. When he prompts you, call it out. Maybe it's a child's name. Maybe it's a boss. Maybe it's a situation, whatever it is. Go ahead, Spence. Cool. Oh, cool. That was good. Hey, now listen. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. Will you be sure that you don't spend the day moaning and groaning about woe is me? Huh? Speak what God says about the situation. Speak life into every situation. Be able to recognize the difference between a lie and the truth. When the lie comes into your mind, take captive every thought. When that thing, oh, so-and-so's never going to get well, when that comes, no. What does the Lord say about it? Speak what the Lord says about it. Wow. It's more real than you understand. Right here, it's more real than you even understand. And I'm telling you right now, check your tongue throughout the day. No more woe is me. You serve the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Alpha and the Omega. He holds the whole world in his hands. And he is the answer to every problem, every trial, every situation that you find. Stop glorifying the devil. Come on in, James.
Yeah, good word. All that Benny Hinn there behind the microphone.
There's a
Greek word. It's not obvious reason Jesus took Luke with him. Luke was a physician. And Jesus never turned around to any time and asked about a healing and asked Luke, what kind of medication should we put him on?
Yeah, what'd you get at the Kroger's pharmacy? Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's so right. I appreciate that sister's praying. She's got a really anointing there. Realistically, healing is a part of it. It's just, I was praying about a heart condition. I had a heart condition. And the Lord, pray for my heart. God, blah, blah, blah. He said, son, why are you praying for something I already did? I already healed you when I died for your sins. That's
amen.
Sozo. That's a Greek word called sozo. That means you're healed, delivered, saved, set free, restored. You're a new creation, Bible says. So anyway, when you have a symptom is from the devil, regardless of what it is, that symptom, you go to the doctor to confirm it.
Amen.
When you go to the doctor and the doctor says, you have blank. And you repeat it out of what you just said, life and death of the power. You repeat what he says. Amen. You are confirming it.
So
the supernatural part of the kingdom of God in healing is holy. The kingdom of darkness has doctors in it. The kingdom of God does not.
Amen, brother.
So when
heal thyself, Jesus said, right?
Huh? Yes. So when you pray and you believe, and then you go try to confirm it to the doctor, you've nullified your healing.
Hey, would that be those same doctors that told you to wear a mask and take a jab? And would be those same doctors you're talking about, James? I think it would be, wouldn't it, buddy? Huh?
Same doctors. There's a Greek word, like I said. It's a lot of times we lose a lot in translation of English and stuff. That word... when Jesus saved me, he sozoed me. The Holy Spirit does not live in a sick body. He doesn't live in a sick temple. No, let me tell you, when faith comes by hearing and hearing, the word has to be in your heart to believe it. And so when you go and you believe God and, the devil and the Lord sometimes work together and they bring symptoms and see which way you're going to go on this. It's kind of like a Job thing. But it's good. It's good. You just got to believe it. The doctors will break you. They'll take all your money and do nothing for you.
Amen.
Jesus said, you are. There's a scripture in Hebrews, and this is, I think, the cancer of the church. It's called an evil heart of unbelief.
Mm.
So if we don't believe what we pray, when we pray, it is null and void because of that evil heart of unbelief departing from the living God. I love all you brothers. Amen.
Amen. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. Huh? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Folks,
boom.
You open your mouth, your heart is exposed. Do you understand that? What comes out of your mouth tells us what you really think and what you really believe. From the time I got, Michelle would be my witness. From the time that we got that message about the soon coming baby, I said, the hell with them. They don't know what they're talking about. Why would we believe them? Right, folks? And how easily we are influenced to believe the experts. And look where the experts have gotten us. Huh? Look at where the experts have gotten us. Because I believe what I cannot see. Yes, sir.
Yes, I don't mean to interrupt. I don't want to take anybody else's place. But yes. Jesus spoke in Mark 11. He said, when you have a mountain, you speak to it. A lot of times those mountains, those healings are mountains. So I don't know what's wrong. I would say this is comes out of your mouth. And we can come into an agreement according to Matthew 18:19 that it's pure believe in agreement. It will be done according because of the Father. He loves us. He wants to be glorified. He loves to be glorified. But anyway, you know, this is umbilical cord. When you said that, you need to speak to that umbilical cord and tell that umbilical cord to do what comes out of your mouth, because you are a king and a priest. Amen.
Amen. See, folks, this is so basic. And here's what's happened. See, we've turned this into name it, claim it, prosperity. That's all we've done. Now, was the umbilical cord, was that from the devil? Or was it just a biological thing that happened? Maybe it didn't connect, but whatever. Question is, can the Lord heal that? Yes or no? Out of the abundance of your mouth, what do you think? And you're going to sit around and worry all day, and oh, woe is me. No, no. Here's what he said. We'll quit listening to what I say. Or take captive every thought that exalts itself against them. I agree with the Lord. What do you say about it, Lord? Fearfully, wonderfully made. I'm in with you. Thanks. I'm in with you. Jeff, come on in.
Coach, I'll never forget the day the doctor stood on the fourth floor of Riverside Hospital and pointed to Ricky Miller and said,
Ricky was dead.
He's going to die. I said, Doc, let me tell you something. This man's getting up out of that bed and he's walking out of this hospital.
We're the reporter you believe. Huh? Amen. Amen. It's real, man. It's real. You say, well, Lord, it's in the Lord's hands. Folks, it's always in the Lord's hands. What are you talking about? It's always in his hands. What is your connection with it? Do you play a part in this? Are you speaking and believing damnation to your own soul? Really? Yet though he slay me, still will I praise him. Vinny.
Yeah, so you spoke about, we speak about song two here constantly. Right, yep. But I don't think that people understand the current example of Psalm 2. Once again, I got to go back to Glenn Greenwald. Glenn Greenwald is a perfect example of Psalm 2. What I'm talking about is the collusion between these scholars and the sodomites.
Amen, brother. Come on.
Right, so once again, let's go back to 1 Corinthians 6:9. There's a word that's mistranslated. The word is malakoi. If you go to Greek words only mean one thing, so they don't mean two different things. So what's homosexual in Greek? Arsenokotai, which means that malakoi does not mean homosexual. It means something else. What it means is trans.
You broke up, Vinny. It means what? Oh, I hate it when that happens. Benny.
Yep.
We didn't hear any of that.
Oh, you didn't hear that? Okay, so the word malakoi means transvestite. It was mistranslated. Okay. When they say
boy, somebody doesn't want this to be heard. Benny, you're freezing up. George, come on in. Benny, get sit down someplace. Get a good signal. You're losing it. Go ahead, George.
Go ahead, George. It was kind of funny how this got brought up today that you're talking about, but I was just on Telegram this morning And there was a lady that was suffering from bladder cancer, and it was a 3-inch diameter carcinoma thing. And it says that three practitioners stood around her and put their hands on her and were chanting and praying and that kind of stuff. And there was a still picture of the cancer, but then right next to it is an actual live ultrasound. And as they're doing this, that the cancer cell is disappearing on the camera. Wow. As they're doing this. I'm like, oh my gosh. And it was just kind of funny how I just saw this about before we went on, and all of a sudden we start talking about this, and then I just see this video. I'm like, holy criminy. But then to boot also, when I was there in London, Ohio, and practicing, I actually got sick. Didn't know that I had a diverticulite problem and ended up in the hospital. The doctors just about killed me. I had doctors that said I should never have walked out of the hospital. But with my mom being there, praying over me, taking care of me, but also had patients, and my aunt made a prayer blanket and brought it in, and basically the whole month of November into December, I mean, that was on me, but people praying over me, and thank goodness, because I walked out of the hospital. But I mean, I had medical friends that said they weren't expecting that to happen at all. So God has a purpose for me. We'll say that.
Amen. Thank you, George. Excuse me, Claire. I'm getting my throat cleared out here. This morning. Come on in, Dale. And then Vinny, we want to get you back in there. Come on in, Dale.
So let's not just take part of the scripture. Let's take all of it. That Proverbs 18:21, it also continues to say, it says, you know, we speak, life and death is held in the power of the tongue. And they that love it, coach, shall eat the fruit thereof, because out of the abundance of the heart, what's really inside you is what you really love. And that's what you'll really speak. So they that love it will eat the fruit thereof. And in Mark chapter 11:23, talking about this mountain, coach, I'm telling you prophetically, I said that over the abortion clinic, that Planned Parenthood in New Orleans, it says, if you say unto the mountain, thou be plucked up and removed, it shall be done, right? Without doubting in our heart. Once again, that out of the abundance of the heart does the mouth speak. The tongue is your dipstick. It's your dipstick. It'll tell you what you really think. And we got to quit telling God. We got to quit telling God about our mountains and begin to tell the mountains about our big God.
Amen.
And so what do we know, right? We speak to the situation, right? Whose report will you believe? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Whatever you believe comes out of your heart. Why do you believe? Whose report will you believe? I got a scripture I lost. I'll get it back here in a minute. Go, Vinny.
Yep. So I was saying Malakoin means transvestite. I don't know why the network connection got cut off then, but it's,
that's all right. Keep going.
All right. So if you see what I'm saying, like, remember Golan Sipel and Jim McGreevy in Jersey, right? Mm-hmm. It's gay aid. Who was running the scene? Who was running things? Was it Jim McGreevy, or was it his gay aide giving him talking points and things like that? This is the same thing with Glenn Greenwald, right? He's supposed to be a watchdog for us, but really he's turned into a lapdog because of the blackmail that can be perpetrated upon him. And that's been how this whole government has been working ever since 1963.
Amen. So look, I just pulled a 2 Corinthians. Spencer, I don't know if you can do this real quick. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 18. While we look not at x-rays and doctor's reports, and all those things which can be seen, but we look at things which we can't see. For the things which you do see are temporary. But the things which you can't see, those are eternal.
Boom.
So we were talking yesterday. We've been talking, boys. We've been talking about what I'm looking for. Frequencies. Folks, God's word has its own frequency. We don't get it.
Mic drop.
We don't understand it. There's power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. We don't understand this frequency that God's word brings into a situation. And ultimately, we are controlled by things which we can see. Right? We're controlled by it. Hey, what did the doctor say? Well, let me look here. Oh, I see. Follow this protocol. Oh, okay. Well, what if remdesivir? Why would I take remdesivir? Well, because the doctor says it, right? And we know now, as we showed the other day, that more people have died from COVID than have died of all the world wars combined, right? How many people blindly obeyed the government, the doctor, the pharmacist, or their pastor? Whose report will you believe? So if I'm going to go down, I'm going to go down believing God. I'm not going to go down because I believed some doctor. I'm not going to go down because I believed some x-ray. I'm not going to do it. And if tumors, as we're beginning to find out, are parasites, little worms that are growing in you, and you go in and you get a biopsy and they cut that sucker open so they can see what's in there, and then they cut it open, that bug sack, and then it spreads to the rest of your body, and they come back and tell you, well, gee, you've got cancer of the liver. Yeah, and we've got to be careful because it's going to spread. Well, why is it going to spread? Because some doctor cut it open. Come on, man.
It's a boom, coach. That's a boom.
I know it's a boom, right? We have been so programmed on things that are not true. And our biggest battle is to believe the truth. It's easy to believe lies. Come on, Dale.
Coaches, I love this stuff, man. This is where we got to step out of this natural. I mean, you read the testimonies of the Bible where the Lord told Joshua, tell them boys to shut up and not say a word. Why? Because they had shot their prayers down. We're worse than Duck Dynasty in duck season, man. We send a prayer up and we blow it out of the sky. I'm telling you, who would have thought? It's probably why he told them to shut up. When you think about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they said the Lord can deliver us out of the fire, let me tell you what, you can equate that to Isaiah, because Isaiah was the prophet as they were getting going into the captivity of the Babylonian Empire. And he said, and the Lord shall deliver you from the fire. You know what? They stood on a word spoken 150 years prior to, and they knew that, hey, guess what? Our God is able, but if he don't, I promise you this, I'm not coming in agreement with you. What is that? James chapter 3. Oh, the tongue, the smallest member of the body, boasteth such a great fire, sets our prayers on fire and burns them in hell. Basically, it says we bless God, watch this, and we curse man. No, we bless God and we curse ourselves, coach. We bless God and we curse ourselves. Our tongue is our dipstick. All you got to do, man, you just pull that sucker out. We'll find out what's really going on in your heart.
Amen. Anybody out there agree with me that my little grandbaby, granddaughter's fearfully and wonderfully made? Anybody agree with me on that? That's what I thought. I don't care what that doctor says. Boom. I don't care what the ultrasound says. I know what the Lord says, right? Take captive every thought that exalts against. Okay, so the Holy Spirit told me? You will either take captive every thought. You better write this down. Just heard it from the Lord. You either take captive every thought, or every thought will take captive you.
2 Corinthians chapter 10, taking every thought captive, bringing it under the obedience of Christ.
Amen. I should have had more booms there. If you don't take captive every thought, bring it to the obedience of Christ, that thought will capture you.
Boom.
Oh, that's power, baby. That's power. Building faith in here today.
That's right.
Not name it, claim it, grab it, blab it, faith. Actual, where you put your feet, faith. That's what I'm talking about here, right? Because without faith, it's impossible to believe God, because he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Don't seek doctors. Don't seek ultrasounds. Don't seek the opinions of others. Seek him. He will guide you into all truth. And I say to people all the time, when you sit around and you don't trust in God and you worry, and then it doesn't happen, the enemy just stole about 48 hours of your joy. The whole thing you were worried about didn't even happen, and you were miserable for 48 hours worrying about it. Huh? Faith and fear cannot abide in the same heart. They can't both, folks, they can't get in there. Fire and water, they can't both be in your heart. And you better know this. I'm talking about me now. I know where a lot of you guys are with your faith because I hear what you say. That's a boom, Vinny. That's a boom.
Boom.
All right. Hey, come on in. Somebody come on in here. We've got 9 minutes left. My faith's being built here. Huh?
I know this name it and claim it thing is something that the devil has brought into a lot of people's minds. But Jesus said, whatsoever things you pray, that you desire, whatever things you desire, when you pray,
believe
that you receive it and you shall have it. That's a name it and a claim it.
Amen. Faith, I'm sorry, fear is the water on the fire of faith. I'm going to say it again. Fear does to faith what water does to fire. And many of you, many of us, we're double-minded, unstable in all of our ways, casting down imaginations and every high and lofty thing that exalts itself against, look at this, the knowledge of God. What does God say about the situation? Because your imaginations are going to exalt themselves against what God says. And then you got to bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. I know what the doctor said. What do you say, Lord? Hmm? Oh, yeah, yeah. I know what the banker said. What do you say, Lord? And then when the Lord reveals it to you, then you have to have in readiness to revenge all disobedience. When your obedience is fulfilled. I'm sorry, Lord. I have been selling you short. Please forgive me. Because you look at things on the outward appearance. If any man trust to, I'm sorry. I lost it. Do you look on things on the outward appearance? Do you look at the x-ray? Is that what you do? If any man trust to himself that he's Christ, let him think of him, of this again, that as he is Christ, so we are Christ. Unbelievable, man. Craig, come on in.
Just God, remember, Jesus left Nazareth because of lack of faith. Not
with no faith there.
Not his power. It wasn't a power issue. It was a faith.
Faith is a frequency, brother. Faith is a frequency. Amen. Amen. Jeff.
Coach, just wanted to remind everybody, tonight, 6 o'clock, Church in the Garage, David Arthur will be there. He's all pumped and ready, got some good info for us. I guess he sent something to Spencer. Spencer could pull it up, something about tonight.
Okay. Hey, Dave, while you're right there, Jeff, let me say this again. I'm saying this under the unction of the Holy Spirit. Some of you, the Holy Spirit said to give a donation, and you're not going to do it. So can I tell you something? There are people counting on you for a donation.
Amen.
That's all I'm going to say about it, right? There's 101 in the queue right here. Says it. There are more than that listening. You mean to tell me I can't get $10 from 101 people? Are you you going to tell me that? Some of you are watching, and you ain't going to give a thing. You said, well, I'm not going to get that big property. Oh, you dumbass. Pardon my French. Come on in, whoever. Come on in. Tonight, where'd I go? Craig, come on. Is Craig, your hand's still up.
You can take it down. No.
Go ahead. Wes said he'll send crypto if I start accepting it. Thanks, Wes. I don't know how to do it. I don't have to do all this. By the way, we're going to do a little bit of a restructuring of our website. We're going to be, Jared and the guys are going to be working on that. Make it a little bit more friendly. Anyway, we've had it for a long time. I got 5 minutes left. Somebody come in and cook me up here or something. Wait a minute. Let me go back here a second.
Randy, come on in.
Come on, Randy.
Just a thought, Coach, but every single time in the Bible when an angel came down to bring a message or proclaim something that God wanted to do, he came when that person in to that person, and that first thing he said was, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. In other words, if you're afraid, I probably can't deliver this message to you because you can't receive it. Yeah. And every one of them said, no, I believe. So there comes a moment, Coach, when in all of us, when we have to just say, you know, I'm going to believe to believe God if I have to die, whatever. I'm going to believe God. And I don't know how to get you there, but you have to get to that point to really be obedient to be used by God. You have to.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
They taught me in the old name of Climate Church, really the truth being, what if some of you who won't donate, what if you're the answer to somebody else's prayer? Said, boy, I'd really love to go to that thing, but I can't afford it. And you can afford it, but you ain't going to give it. Because you might need it. You might need it. Better to give than to receive, I heard somewhere along the line. Rochelle, come on in.
Hey, good morning, team. I just want to, can I back up and talk about the prayers and
sure.
Okay. Because sometimes our prayers are not answered, and that does not mean that there's not a God.
That's right.
And I'm thinking of Paul right now with his infamous thorn in his side.
Yep.
That I believe he said that this was a message from Satan. Anyway, the pastors give all kinds of reasons why God did not remove that ailment from Paul. And I don't think it was because he didn't believe enough. I don't think it was because he didn't have faith. I don't think it was because he didn't pray or he wasn't worthy. I don't think it was any of those things. I also think of Job, when God lays it out, hey, devil, what about my dude Job? He's pretty awesome, right? Well, not if you do this, 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 and this. So not only are we being judged by the pain we go through and the suffering we go through, we are also judging angels.
Do you see that?
Because if they are willing to kill us to get us to run from God, they got problems. So just don't take these teachings that say you're not praying hard enough and you don't have enough faith if you can't fix your own heart condition. No, sometimes these pains are made to bring us to the Lord because we realize we will not be healed and saved until we are with him fully. That means out of this body, on the other side of the veil. We don't have to get all of our prayers answered in this life. And if we expect that from this God, then you're not understanding how his plan has to play out. Sometimes we hurt because of somebody else's free will. And God gets to judge their free will. That's why we forgive them.
Amen.
So if you've got pain and suffering and it is not being taken away, realize it's either to refine you or it's to judge someone else.
That's right.
And don't think it's because you're not worthy.
That's right. None of that's crap.
Boom.
None of that crap. Good word. Good word, Michelle. Craig, quickly. We've got a couple minutes here. Well, your hand was up. I assume that, right?
Dave, I'll sell $100 to your minister.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. Thank you. Look, I got people who want to come and can't come. Can't come. Buy a hat. Buy a hat. You get a hat, they get to come.
Send me a couple hats. I'll buy a couple hats. Okay, I'll throw into $100 so that way somebody can. I'm going to try to come, but it's just right in the middle of my end of my work week. So I'm going to try to schedule it off. But anyway, I think everybody should sow where you're being blessed. I mean, a lot of times this is what I consider. I consider Dale a pastor, and the brother does the. There's a lot of ministers that minister to us. We minister to each other. We are a dynamic body, And I think we should sow into that. And if you sow into that and ask the Holy Spirit to give it back to you, then I think he will. Amen.
When you reap what you sow, brother, it's a law. It's a law. Got to run. Huh? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. See you tomorrow.